Judas, one of his disciples, went to the chief priests. He inquired of them, "What will you give me if I hand him over to you?" They gave him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment on, he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, Jesus' disciples came to him and said, "Where will you have us prepare the Passover for you?" Jesus said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The master says, my time is near. I will eat the Passover with my disciples in your house.'" So they went, and they did as he told them, and they prepared the Passover. In the evening, he gathered with his disciples, he sat at table, and he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were deeply distressed and began to ask him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He said to them, "The man who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man will go as it is written of him. But woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better if that one had never been born." Judas, the one who would betray him, said to him, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus said, "You have said it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
This morning, the third of the Servant Psalms, the prophet Isaiah offers us an image of the servant of God who is the suffering servant, the one who is obedient to what God asks, the one who is daily blessed by God, and yet the one who is rejected, the one who suffers. And in that very suffering proclaims the presence and the healing power of God. Now from the very beginning, the church has seen in these psalms in Isaiah images of the passion and the death and the resurrection of the Lord. And particularly they have seen in these psalms the image of betrayal. It is curious that in all of the events surrounding the suffering and the dying of the Lord, the betrayal of Judas should pose such a strong place in Christian reflection over 2,000 years. It even finds its way into the Eucharistic prayer. On the night in which he was betrayed. Not on the night in which he gathered with his disciples, or on the night in which he suffered his agony, or on the night in which he instituted the Eucharist, but on the night in which he was betrayed. That event is not only in the spiritual writing of Christians, but in the very prayer of the church, in the very center of the Eucharistic prayer. That moment is an anchor. It is a reference point to the story and to the mystery of the death and the resurrection of the Lord. That in the words and in the deeds of Judas Iscariot, the plan of God unfolds. Wittingly or unwittingly, and probably mostly unwittingly, Judas plays a significant role in the story of salvation. Pilate. For better than 2,000 years, Pontius Pilate is remembered not only in the story of the Gospel, but in the very statement of the Apostles' Creed. He was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. That one almost insignificant individual is enshrined by name in the Creed of the Church and played a significant role in the events that followed through and brought Jesus to death and resurrection. There are no such things as small parts in the history of the world, and there are no such things as small parts in the history of salvation. For good or for evil, the actions of individuals contribute to the larger picture of God's plan for the salvation of the world. Sometimes people feel that they must do great things, and yet it is very often in the small things that many people do that both good and evil occur in the human family. The invitation of faith and the invitation of Christian discipleship is to be persistent in the small things we do in the image of the suffering servant, to hear the word of God, and even in the face of opposition, to be willing to do that, to be willing to act upon it. Well, we come to that point in our observance of Lent, moving into final days of Holy Week. We come to that point when Jesus has in effect said everything he needs to say. And from this point on, we do not celebrate, if you will, or focus on the words of Jesus, but we focus on his deeds. As in any human life and in any human enterprise, there comes a time when the talking stops